Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning, it's 9:27. I'm Jeff, this is the People Speak. Hope everyone's having a good morning, a wet morning out there. I'm going to be talking today with Dennis Trask and Rhonda Wilson from Comwell. I guess we could kind of lump in, I mean, you, obviously.
NAMI Southwest Illinois, but yeah.
And I work for Comwell.
So, going to be talking today about a couple different things and just, I guess, briefly, what is it we're going to be talking about?
Sure, I'll jump right in here. I work for Comwell, but I also help coordinate the Southern Illinois Substance Abuse Alliance. And that's a community anti-drug coalition that's been working here in Randolph County and Washington County for a few years now. And we're very fortunate. We have lots of volunteers who are helping us do things. And we've won an award recently from Community Anti-Drug Coalitions of America. We were named a Blue Ribbon Coalition. We're one of 18 other coalitions in the nation that won that award. And one of the reasons why we did that is, one, we're getting a lot of people involved, but we're also showing some promising results. We have some student survey data that indicates some declines in 30-day alcohol use among 10th graders and 12th graders over the last year or so. So we're working to improve on that. Mm-hmm. We're not totally confident that those numbers are accurate because we don't have quite enough students participating in the surveys. So we're working on that as well. Tonight, to get some more help and get some more input from the community, we have a virtual town hall. And that's going to be at 6:30 p.m. If folks want to get on that, I'm going to ask them to just call me so I can send them the link. My phone number is 618-954-0552. I'll say that again, 618-954-0552. If you call me, I'll send you that link. Please call me before 5 p.m. because after 5, it'll get a little bit dicey. I might as well put out my email address here, too. That'll make it easier for me, but sometimes it's easier to remember that phone number. So here's the email address. That's D as in dog, T as in Tom, R A, S as in Sam, K at comwell.us. So hopefully we'll have a goodly number of people tonight to help us with some of our plans so we can have greater impact on preventing teen drug misuse.
So it's just kind of a talk back and kind of get ideas and kind of build.
It is. We're going to share some information, but and we're going to follow up on some things we've done prior to now. We've had a series of meetings and focus groups, so we have a lot of information and perspective from people, but we want to get just a little bit more.
Okay. All right, I'll tell you what, we got a commercial break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in, and we will come back and talk some more here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak, and again, we're talking with Dennis Trask and Rhonda Wilson today here, Rhonda from NAMI, and I guess we'll maybe hear from you for a little bit on what what's going on with that?
So basically, NAMI Southwestern Illinois is still alive and well. They have their support groups for individuals with mental illness. That's every Wednesday evening at 6:30. And that's via Zoom. So you just have to go to the NAMI website, namiswe.org, and you can click on a link there that takes you straight into that group. Every Thursday is family to family, and that's for the family members of an individual with a mental illness. And that's every Thursday evening. I believe it's 7. You go on the website, and it's got an email, and you email them and say you're interested, and they send you the link back to connect to those support groups.
Okay.
The other big thing that NAMI has is classes. And the classes are free, and they're something you do via Zoom. And they have classes for family members of children. So a lot of times kids may get diagnosed with ADHD or an autism spectrum disorder, and they panic and they don't know what to do or how to learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
NAMI actually has a class. You can go online and connect into a Zoom class. Those classes are for 6 weeks. They're an hour and a half each week, and you basically are in a room with other parents of children with issues, and you learn about the illness, you learn about coping mechanisms and resources. Besides that class, they have a class for parents and friends of individuals with mental illness. They also have a class for the person with the mental illness. That one is not a Zoom in group thing. It's more a self-led class that they take on the computer on their own so that they can pace themselves. And the one that I've been going around to VFWs and American Legions talking about is NAMI Homefront. And that is a class to teach the families and friends of people that are in the military what it was like, what their experience was like, and then some of the mental illnesses that maybe they already had some issues, but the military maybe didn't work well with them, and then how when they come home they've changed or they're different, and how you can help them acclimate instead of having their life fall apart once they get back home. And that's called Homefront, and you can actually get to that one by HTTPS://homefrontresources.nami.org. And that's taught in every time zone. So every quarter, it's available in 4 different time slots, which is kind of nice because I wanted to be able to take it during the day. Other people want to take it in the evening. It was very beneficial. I personally took this class and thought it was amazing. I have a friend with PTSD, and he's like, can you help me with that? And I really didn't feel like I had enough qualifications to do that. So after taking this class, it's like, yeah, I can do this. I can have a conversation. I can be a support. And I think for other family members that sometimes feel, what do I do? You know, instead of fighting, arguing, you know, and not understanding what they're doing or why they're drinking or why they're doing what they're doing, become a support. So that's some of the main things that NAMI offers. I do want to say that my position is funded by the Mental Health Board. And besides that, they also fund a mental health first aid class. So it's kind of like CPR, but for mental illness. And we teach that about once a month. We're rotating between Sparta and Chester. It is also free because it is paid for by the Mental Health Board. So if you go on the Commonwealth's website, it's the easiest way to get to the schedule of what's available and the dates, and then to send the email to sign up to get into the class. The class is basically there to help you help others. If you notice somebody around you is not okay, it's not easy to walk up to somebody and say, hey, you know, it doesn't look like everything's okay. Can I help? You know, or I'm here for you. And sometimes they're not okay. Sometimes you know they're not okay. You know, they're definitely not having a good day or something's going on. Or they're in crisis. And what do you do? How do you approach the person? What do you do? So basically, it teaches you about the mental illnesses a little bit, but it's more about how do you approach it, how do you help somebody. The average person with mental illness, it takes 10 years for them to seek help. Seems like a long time. And the only thing that changes that is if you or someone approaches them and suggests that maybe there's help out there.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal, as I'm one of the instructors, is to get the word out that, number one, the classes are there. They're free. It's about 2 hours pre-work online. It's like you watch a video, get some good base material, and then it's about 7 hours in class from 8:30 to 3:30. Great class, lunch is provided. So, you know, looking for anybody that would be interested in taking that, just go on to Comwell's website and look how to connect with us. Anybody who's taken the class has been very pleased and wish they had taken it sooner, especially anybody that has somebody with mental illness in their family.
Mm-hmm.
Very beneficial. So from that perspective, I started working with CISA when I started with this job. Didn't know they existed before. I'm now the vice chair, so look out when you volunteer, Jeff, what you might get signed up for, which means I'm the chair next year. But having said that, I went to probably a year's worth of meetings and started networking with some of the other players, Western Egyptian, Housing Authority, people with lived experience, and figured out that maybe we could have a more work group approach, get out of some of the silos, start learning who the faces were behind the organizations, and started networking and finally created a group called Better Together. And we're a bunch of individuals who meet once a month, the fourth Wednesday at 3:00. Anybody's welcome to join us that feels like they'd like to help and give back. We're trying to form a recovery community. You know, the organizations that could circle, the people on an inner circle with lived experience. So when somebody needs help or wants to get out of the situation they're in as far as mental illness, substance use, that maybe we can form a group of people that'll be there that's not maybe the friends that want them to do drugs with them or do whatever. One of the biggest things that we're proud of that we've created is the Randolph County Resource Guide. We started in January of last year, put it out with all the revisions. We pirated the health department's original version, and now we have a 60-page resource guide that is just chucked full of everything imaginable that an individual may want to know. We put it out in May. It's pretty popular. There's been over 2,200 clicks of people pulling it up and looking at it, and over 1,200 downloads where people have taken the document, saved it on their desktop or wherever they want to keep it or whatever. So just want to make people aware it's on the Randolph County Health Department website is the place that it's housed. And make sure you type in Chester, Illinois, because there's more than one Randolph County Health Department. It took me a little while to figure that out.
You know, I wound up in the Missouri Randolph County Health Department a while back, and you're right. That can be quite the thing.
Yeah, it was kind of cute. I work with one of the food pantry lines that the cars drive through, and so for One Hope Pantry, I was helping people find, connect, and pull up the resource guide, and it was quite a challenge because I'm not exactly the most tech-savvy person out there. So we've been having fun with it. You can also go to bit.ly/21RCRG1, and that's like a quick link, you know, on the internet to get straight to the actual resource guide. But for somebody listening today, I would just go to the Randolph County Health Department website, pull it up, print it, whatever. We have been blessed. Memorial Hospital in Chester recently just got a grant that is going to allow us to print 2,000 copies of the resource guide. It was a little expensive to print it, so I would give people a card to find it themselves. But hopefully in the future, when people don't have easy access to the internet, we'll be able to give them an actual copy of the guide. So we're pretty excited about that and hope that people will look it up. Has everything from food pantries, sex trafficking, abortion, anxiety, autism. It has everything you'd want to know about Comwell, about NAMI, pretty much everything that you could think of that you might need as a resource. It's in there.
Yeah, Rhonda, I'm just so pleased to be here with you and hear about all these great informational things that you're aware of, that you're sharing, that help people. For me, as a person who's involved in sort of helping coordinate the coalition efforts, I just want to let people know a little bit about the connection here, that whenever we do anything that supports another person or a group of other people, and these resources that Rhonda's describing really do that, when we provide support, that's actually a research-based strategy that's been proven effective to reduce drug misuse risk.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very important for us to work together. She talked a bit, Rhonda mentioned about breaking down silos and better together, that that's the intent of the entire coalition effort, is that we have representatives from every aspect of the community, young people, clergy, business, law enforcement, teachers, really anyone you might imagine that has a different role to play in making our community what it is. We need everyone's perspective to prevent drug misuse, to promote recovery effectively. People with lived experience, that's a phrase that's coming more and more in vogue. It's very important. We need people who have and are experiencing drug misuse now. We need people who are experiencing mental health challenges. We need to get over these stigma kinds of things of, oh, that's those people over there. No, that's us. It's us. When we start looking at the numbers of how many people do experience drug misuse or mental illness or whatever the issue is, we're really talking about us. It's not those other people.
Right. So, at times you think it's kind of come back, but I mean, it's still, I mean, I can't think of the word I'm looking for
stigma.
Right now, but, you know, it's still an issue. It's still a major problem, but it's being addressed more now and from different angles as well.
The world's different. You know, once upon a time, we did hide things and keep things to ourselves. And as the world and our culture has changed, there's more and more stuff that's put out there. So there are some challenges in that. With young people, particularly in prevention, we don't want young people to experience certain things at an early age because it's just damaging to them. They're not ready. The young person's brain is not fully formed until they're 25. So when we look at what they're doing, it's like, oh, well, there is a reason why they're maybe taking high risks that could cause a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of a developmental approach is much more effective, that people at different levels, whatever that is, you know, 5, 10, 15, 25, 35, 45, there's different pieces of encouragement and support that are helpful based on that age category.
Right. All right, I'll tell you what, we got another commercial break here. Let's go ahead and throw that in real quick, get that out of the way. We'll come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. You're listening to The People Speak and talking with Dennis Trask and Rhonda Wilson today. And, who's going to go next here?
Well, I'll be happy to say a few things. I want to remind folks, we have a virtual town hall meeting tonight. We're looking for more input about thoughts that will help us prevent drug misuse. So if you want to get on our 6:30 Zoom town hall tonight, call me, 618-954-0552. That's 618-954-0552. Or email me at D as in dog, T as in Tom, R, A as in alpha, S as in Sam, K at Comwell.us. Please contact me before 5 p.m. today. We're going to have a great time tonight at 6:30. We're going to have a great conversation. We're also going to have this virtual in plain sight, mock teen bedroom. I'm going to put a link out there, and you're going to be able to look at a teen's mock bedroom and learn how they hide drugs. Think about that Arizona iced tea can that you've seen in the convenience stores, a nice big one, mm-hmm. with a false bottom. You can hide all kinds of stuff in there. We've got all kinds of other things in this virtual town hall mock teen bedroom. So you can learn, and if you're a parent or an aunt or an uncle or a grandparent, and you're concerned about what those teens are doing, you want to see this stuff. Now, also, this coming Tuesday, we're going to have an in-person town hall at Redbud Elementary this coming Tuesday evening, the 22nd. We're going to start at 6 p.m. It's in the elementary school cafeteria. From 6 p.m. to 6:30, we're going to have a live mock teen bedroom, a facilitated discussion. You can put your hands on these things and see this stuff that looks ordinary, and then if you wiggle it or pull on it, oh, there's a hiding thing in here. What's this in here that my fine young person, oh my gosh, what do I do now? Well, Comwell is our local area mental health provider. If you need some professional assistance, they're very available. But we don't want to scare people. We just want them to be more vigilant. Very often, it just requires a conversation and then another conversation and then another conversation by parents with the young people to just let them know the expectation is that you will not use alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, vapes, and other drugs. We've got great data that when adults do this on somewhat of a regular basis, it reduces the risk of drug misuse by up to 50%. And we think that may be part of why we've won an award recently for the declines in 10th and 12th grade alcohol use that we see in our surveys, because we've been pushing that message out to adults and parents very consistently for the last 5 years now. We've been putting it out on Facebook. We've been doing newsletters, newspaper stories, community events. We've been working hard to get that message out there to talk to your kids, set no use expectations. It's not that hard, but it's still not simple. We just need to encourage people to do that.
All right. And I've seen those virtual rooms and those setups like that. They're really amazing to see. And you wouldn't imagine some of the things that they use for hiding.
It's very helpful to see this stuff.
All right, Ron, I see you looking through things over here.
Yeah, I was just sitting here looking through the resource guide while I was listening. And one of the things that caught my eye was the senior services. RedBud has what's called Senior Solutions, and it's a program for individuals 65 or older that are maybe not transitioning well to life changes as they get older. So it's a really cool group. There's tons of mental health resources. I know a lot of times people have people who are not okay. Comwell has a crisis team now that has the crisis worker as well as a person with lived experience coming out with them. So it's kind of like the new approach that's coming up in the future, where instead of sending a policeman, they'll be sending people who are prepared to handle people with mental health issues. A lot of changes coming. I'm not going to go into that. But it's just amazing at all of the things that are out there, the homeless shelters. All that information is in the resource guide. One of the things Better Together did was put together a recovery support group list, and it has the Alcoholics Anonymous classes, the Narcotics Anonymous classes, and there's two different groups that are functioning in our county, which is Celebrate Recovery. It's every Tuesday in Cutler, and then there's a Life Recovery that's every Saturday in Chester. So there's groups you can go out there, places you can go, that are people that are not using, people that are working to help you have a better life and maybe leave the life you're in or the circumstances you're stuck in. So just working constantly to try to make things better for those around us.
I want to throw out the Comwell phone number too, because we've been talking about a lot of things that might have sparked the idea that there's a need for some professional mental health services. The Comwell number is 618-282-6233. That's 618-282-6233 for professional mental health services.
About the only other thing that I'd like to throw out there is something that I recently found out about. It's Out of Farm Family Resource Initiative, and it is for farm people, families, that says you're not alone and that you can talk to somebody. And the number that you call is 1-833-FARM-SOS. And that number is 1-833-327-6767. And it's for farmers who are having stress. Maybe, you know, the crops didn't go as well this year, or just in general, being a farmer is maybe harder than it used to be. And how do you deal with some of those problems? And it's an initiative that's pretty new in the county, so I'm just helping get the word out about that. But in general, there's just a lot of people out there who care, and we just want people to know they're not alone. And yes, stigma is bad, but it's not as bad as it used to be. And I think that COVID, it's added stress to everybody, and it's really not a matter of whether or not you are or aren't mentally ill. Mm-hmm. It's whether you're not or are not okay. And it's just, there's resources out there. So go find the resource guide, call Comwell, reach out. If anybody's thinking, wow, I'd love to be involved with that, just reach out. You can call Dennis. You can call the Commonwealth number. They can connect you to me. You can call the NAMI Southwestern Illinois. They can connect you with me. And can't wait to have more people join us in what we're doing.
Dennis, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Jeff. I really appreciate this. Thank you so much, Rhonda, for being our vice chair and doing all these amazing things to help people. This is what it takes, is different people doing different things, sharing and connecting with other people. It just makes our world a better place.
Right. And I mean, and this is an important area too, and it's becoming more obvious. It's always been there, but it's becoming more obvious, I think, now than it used to be.
Yeah, people aren't afraid to step up and say, hey, you know, I'm always amazed on Facebook. Somebody's like, I'm having trouble with my anxiety today. And 15 people will say me too. Mm-hmm. Before, you would have never had the me toos. They would have said, oh, I'm really sorry about that. But you wouldn't have had the people that chime in and say, I deal with the same thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's saying a lot. And there's been a lot of anxiety with the whole COVID thing. You know, it's kind of scary. So we're in a different world.
All right. Well, it looks like we're out of time, but Rhonda, Dennis, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
And Dennis, we talk. Maybe we can get something set up where we can talk about different things going on monthly.
That would be delightful.
We'll get that worked up. All right. Thanks again. And that will wrap things up for the People Speak. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.